This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Together Monday morning, hello, 7 after the hour, Monday, April the 24th. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I feel like Don Pardo as he introduces the cast from Saturday Night Live, and it just goes on and on, and Yoda's here, and Charlotte's here, and whoever else is here in the ethos. So, hello.
Ladies. Hello.
Hi. Nice job this weekend. What was the highlight, Jennifer, of your weekend, s'il vous plaît?
I did a lot of cleaning this weekend.
Cleaning. Spring?
I don't know if that's the highlight, but everything looks a lot better, that's for sure.
That's good. It's about time. All right, so.
You have to be mean starting like 7 minutes into the hour.
Being loving and cute. All right,
but so, when we do it, it's not loving and cute.
No, of course not.
It's Victoria. Disrespectful.
Yes. Take care of things. What did you do this weekend that was important or good or both?
We did our wedding invitations this weekend, and I made Lewis. I put everything together, and he has better penmanship than I do, so he was the one who got to address them all.
Really?
Yes.
But there are so few because you're not inviting any of us.
I know. There's only 10 invites.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a lot. Yeah, there's only there's 19 people.
At that point, do you even need invitations? Do you just go, okay, you know?
Send them an email.
I mean, we want to do it as, we want to do it as much, as formally as possible.
Formal. Okay, I get that.
All right, so Kara, what's happening with you?
I did lots of stuff this weekend. I saw my new baby niece on Friday and helped out around my sister's house. And then I went to brunch on Saturday morning and ate a lot and drank a little bit and then proceeded to nap for the rest of the day.
Nice.
And then I also cleaned yesterday. So now we have a nice clean bathroom and bedroom.
Everybody's clean. Wonderful.
It is that time of year, though. You just feel it's brighter in the morning when you wake up, and it's just it inspires you to want everything to just be nice and fresh and clean.
Yeah, well, it's been so hot in our apartment lately, and so it cooled off this weekend, so we finally had the windows open, and everything was, nice and fresh, so I figured I would clean stuff, too.
All right.
Very exciting.
Well, there it is. There's the weekend report, ladies and gentlemen. First, fast, and factual, so you can all compare what the ladies did this weekend to what you did this weekend. Hopefully it was really beautiful weather here on the farm. It was great in New York, great in Washington, I'm sure great in Los Angeles, pretty good, a little bit of rain here and there. I went to an auction on Saturday. Actually, I went to a couple of them. Went to one was a cattle auction, and I didn't find anything that I wanted, so I went to another auction.
You mean to buy cows?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're buying new cows?
Well, I don't know.
What happened to your old ones?
The old cows are gone.
Like gone? Like gone. The pasture in the sky?
No. They went to. I have
you sold all of them, didn't you?
No. Well, that was a couple of years ago. And then in the summertime, I raise heifers, Jersey and Guernsey heifers, for replacement cows for fellows that I know. There's a good farm in Pennsylvania that takes very good care of the cows, like I did mine. So I choose to send them down there. So we'll have a couple dozen. The store is going to reopen, the store actually has already reopened that I had on the farm into a craft store. I'm going to have an ice cream truck and a food truck. We're going to do some tours on the farm. So those of you who are headed to New England, make sure for a vacation that you come by the farm on Saturday or Sunday and you get a tour of the farm and you can meet the cows up close and personal. How's that?
So if we went there right now, what would we find as far as animals?
If you're in right now, the animals are up at Donald's. You wouldn't find any animals here. Today is fence day. Fences will be all fixed, and then the cows will be down probably next weekend. They winter at Donald's.
They're fancy.
So how many cows do you own right now?
24, maybe 25, 26,
gotcha.
Somewhere
all right.
there.
Yeah. How many more are you looking to buy?
Another 20. So, yeah, probably another 20 or so.
Cool. And then do you buy them as, like, is it like horses? Like, do you go to the yearling sale and you buy them as calves?
In this circumstance, yeah, that's very astute. Yeah, I like yearlings, as a matter of fact, for this purpose, because they can be out in the pasture, grow a lot, be healthy, put them with a bull late in the season, and then they're pregnant when it comes time to send them to this fella in late November, early December, down in that. It's one of the things that you learn is that the best time for them to be bred is in July, so they can have their calves in the spring. You always want to have calves about this time. I can remember over the course of the years, I think the last time I had lots of heifers here, we had 40 calves born in the month of April. They start, you put them with a bull in first week of July, and man, they're popping out all over the place. Used to drive. We had one year, I think, the most calves we ever had in one year was about 145, I think.
Wow.
And they were here, there, and everywhere. But they're wonderful. You drive them down the driveway, and you see them. They're so frisky and fun. They're running around. It's very cool. I also signed up for...
How many calves are you allowed to have legally?
I don't... There's no legal limit. It's a farm.
Really?
Yeah.
You told me one year that there was. No?
Well, it depends on how you interpret the rules. You know, I like to bend the
right. That's what I was thinking. I remember this conversation. Okay.
Yeah, but it was more horses. It's supposed to be more horses. I don't know. The smart thing is to have a cow for every acre. That's usually, in New England, the amount of land that you need per cow is generally considered to be an acre. I don't know what it is for horses.
That seems like a lot for one cow.
Well, but you consider the amount of grazing that they do, and I'm a pasture guy, so I want them on pasture. I don't want to feed them.
Right.
In the summertime anyway, unless I feed them green chop. But I just don't... I think they need to have land. They need to have... They need to be able to
roam
around.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, right.
I'll come back as a cow on your farm.
Okay, I'll have to remember that. That's good.
I'll fill out my application.
Right. So anyway, that's the bottom line on how things are here and how things are with you. Hopefully this will be the weekend, set the tone, the pace, if you will, for a good week. There are a lot of people who are into, this time of year, the to-do list. And one of the things, one of the reasons I asked this question of all three of the ladies was for you to think about what was on your list as you went into the weekend, and did you get enough done and then have enough time for yourself to feel like you had a successful weekend, because we're all about success. There's a lot of busyness that goes on, and sometimes not a lot of production. I used to have somebody at work for me who was busy all the time. My God, always busy, but didn't get anything done. And I'm sure we've all met somebody like this. We've worked with someone like this, or perhaps you've had that problem yourself. Being busy is okay. It can be fun. But if you're really focused on being productive, then that's what matters for most people. If you let being productive drive your day, you know how I am. I want to get things done. And it bothers me when I get slowed down by somebody. The best example of the weekend is I have a fellow who works for me. His name is Sneaker. And Sneaker is a character.
Boy.
Sneaker, once in a while, enjoys the wacky weed.
Really? And his name is Sneaker.
Yeah, his name is Sneaker. His real name is Chauncey Allen Smith III. But he goes by Sneaker.
A little too fancy?
A little bit, yeah. So I told him on Saturday afternoon we needed to go down to the park because there was a tree that was over. I had to get it out of the way so we could plow the field. So I said, go down to the house, get a couple of chainsaws, and meet me down at the field. So I'm in the house doing something on the phone quickly. I look out the window, and he's driving by. He just drives, takes the truck, and goes to the park and doesn't take the chainsaws. So I get finished with what I was doing. I went and got the saws, got in the truck, and then I go down the road. He's coming the other way, and I'm supposed to have the tractor. And so the reason I say that is because he is one of the best examples of someone who can be very productive if you get him focused. He's one of those people, you have to tell them, you got to lay it out, you got to tell them what to do, and then you got to make sure that they do it. Which is okay when you're working in a circumstance where there's lots of grunt work to be done. I'm not great at doing that. I like to tell people, this is what we need to get done, you guys figure out how to do it. That's great. Most of the guys that I have are like that, but in this circumstance, he's not. And it was just by the time I got back here, I was the only one here with him. He's just a character. And one of the things that I'm thankful for is I met so many. The farm seems to attract real characters. There just is something about working with the animals and working on the farm. And over the years, I've had some really interesting people that have worked here. And people who are my lifelong friends. Edgar was my best friend in many ways. Donald, who works with me still, is also someone that I'm extremely close to. These people, I'll tell you, the reason that it is appealing to do this sort of thing is because the right people are very sensitive, men and women, to the needs of the animals. And that's really what appeals to me, having people who are good with the animals and good people, and normally they're one and the same. I will not allow anybody to touch the animals who's nasty, who's aggressive, who hits them. I just won't tolerate it. And the animals are like people. They'll reflect exactly how you are with them. They will return to you. It's a dog, the way you raise the dog, anything. You get a dog out of I signed up for the pet adoption center this weekend. And you look at the dogs in there. I looked at them. One of them, you remember we were talking about Millie. There was a dog that looked just like Millie, who is a Staffordshire, kind of like an outshooting of a pit bull. But the dog looked exactly like that dog. And you see some, I was looking at bulldogs. There was one that looked exactly like Charlotte. Aww. So you look at them, you want to take them off.
Yeah, that's tough. I've been there.
Yeah, I know you have. So, all right. Anyway, food for thought as we get into Monday, kind of casually, 18 after the hour.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-828-1177. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. Results may vary.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town, and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow. Now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Evensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples, your office away from home.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
We did a lot of work this weekend, Bob and I, on Bob is my general manager and pal, another one of those great people who I just love spending time with because we have so much radio experience together. So we're getting all the podcasts straightened out. I got my phone straightened out so I can go to TuneIn Radio and iHeartRadio and iTunes. Wow, do I feel special! 21 after the hour here. Yes.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Probably most of you by this time have heard me. It's almost sort of a chuckle because almost every day someone who's famous in music or in entertainment has died. And so we've gotten to this is the dead zone, probably. We call it the morning dead zone. Aaron Moran, is that a probably? Was it Moran or Moran? How'd you pronounce
Moran.
That? Moran. Who was on Happy Days, played Joni. Was it Joni and Chachi? Was she the Joni of Joni and Chachi?
Yeah, the spinoff, Joni Loves Chachi.
Right, yeah. She died over the weekend at the age of 56. I'm not sure anybody has figured out what she died from.
Heroin.
Was it?
Allegedly. I was looking at online last night, and that was what people were suspecting. You know, it was odd because she was like America's sweetheart for a little while. I mean, people loved Joni. And then she kind of, I think she had a hard time getting other jobs. And she started drinking and acting strange and ended up in a trailer park somewhere in Indiana, I think.
That's who she was. Yeah. That's too bad. But it does happen to some of these, especially younger stars. They get typecast and they can't get jobs doing anything else. So instead of going into another business or another field, they just sort of flake out.
And I used to watch Celebrity Fit Club, which is off the air now, but it was a great reality show on VH1. And celebrities would go on to get fit. And she was never, I mean, when she was on the show, she wasn't heavy, but she talked about how she'd sort of let herself go. Mm-hmm. And she was acting strange at that time. I remember that was a storyline through many of them, is she would disappear or what was she doing? And I don't know.
Yeah. She had a look about her that she could have been, I was looking at a couple of pictures of her, that she could have been an exercise person, but she also had that business you can tell by looking at somebody's skin when there's something that's not right with them and their face.
Heroin and meth, you can always see it in the skin.
Yeah, right.
It's bad, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so that's too bad. A moment of a good, positive thing for all the smiles that she gave you as you watched Happy Days. All right, let's move on to other musical information. Let's see. We have a Bob Dylan tribute that's set for Nashville. And let's see, included on the list of the celebrants, Winona Ryder, L. King, Boz Scaggs.
Winona Ryder?
Yeah.
You mean Winona Judd?
You.
Oh, Winona Judd.
Why Nona?
Why Nona? I saw her once. Said, but that
did.
Yeah, we were together at that.
Was so much. She was so good.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
Very good. Yeah.
That voice just filled up that tent.
Casey Musgraves, Corey Chisel, Brothers Osborne celebrated Bob Dylan turning 75 at the Ryman Auditorium. Now it's been declared that celebrating Dylan's birthday in Nashville will become an annual tradition called Dylan Fest. Celebration of his 76th birthday is set for the 23rd and 24th of this month. Two-night concert event will recruit a number of people. Shaky Graves, I don't know who that is. Anderson East, I know. Who's Shaky Graves? Anybody know?
Don't know.
No. Other acts paying tribute to Dylan include Duane Eddy, Boz Skaggs, Valerie June, Shooter Jennings, Butch Walker, Langhorne Slim. Now, see, I think some of these people are great Nashvillians, but they don't have anything. There's no connection to Bob Dylan. It's kind of like that Bee Gees performance a week ago last night, where they had people singing Bee Gees songs that had no connection or feeling. There were a lot of people, oh, that was a great concert. No, it wasn't. It didn't put the feeling out there that you got from the original Bee Gees music. So, you know.
Well, the angle could be that they were inspirations to whoever is singing.
That Bob Dylan was an inspiration to Boz Skaggs?
Yeah, you never know.
To Winona?
Right. I mean, people can take stitches of people, you know.
Yeah, I suppose so. Can you say that you've gotten anything out of me? You take stitches of me in your radio career?
Stitches.
Stitches. All right. Okay, well, anyway, that's coming up later on.
You're a real stitch, Doug Steffen.
Thank you very much. 28 past the hour.
Be mindful of all or nothing thinking. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Splitting is a psychological concept that describes the way people have a tendency to see things in terms of either black or white. In splitting, you tend to see things as all good or all bad. Splitting is a defense mechanism that keeps you locked safely in your own belief system without ever having to be challenged. After all, as long as any of us thinks in terms of absolutes, we don't have to worry about getting lost in the complicated gray of life. Splitting might seem helpful because it's easy to do, and when we do it, we don't have to challenge ourselves. But it will be difficult to grow if we're locked into our own either-or beliefs. To help you deal with the gray of life, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Now 34 FDR, let's pick up the pace a little bit here. Doug Steffen with the ladies of the day, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen. What are you thankful for today? We had wonderful weekend stories, and now it's time for us to crank it up. The American way of handling problems on the plane, a lot better than United. So I suppose if you wanted to start with something good, this is a potentially dangerous situation that turned out to be A-OK. And I'm sure that American, that's not always been so great when it came to the PR, learned handily. Unless you're adult, you'd have to be on top of it. So American and Delta on top of things. United still in the bottom of things. American, if you didn't hear the story, on Friday, a flight attendant aboard a plane from San Francisco to Dallas basically had a fight with a female passenger who was alone, had her 2 children with her. She was trying to store her buggy in an overhead locker. And again, we can sort of be critical now because all of this video is posted to Facebook. There's a 3-minute video. If you haven't seen it yet, I think I asked Kara to find it, and she can post it on the DJV website just so you see what was going on. And American didn't waste any time. Somebody got, and we all know this, somebody sat there and watched this whole thing.
Yep.
And got it on their phone. So as soon as they land in Dallas, they put on Facebook. Americans got somebody watching all the social media, and in 20 minutes they had a response and an apology. This woman was on her way from San Francisco, I think, to Argentina or something, through Dallas. And so they gave her a first-class upgrade to get her there the rest of the way. They put her on another flight to sort of calm her down, give her some time, and they put the flight attendant on suspension. Now, I can see some of the flight attendants are, oh, there's the company again siding with the customers. Hello, duh. That's what you do when you're in the customer service business.
Customer's always right. Isn't that like a thing?
Yeah.
But what exactly happened, though?
Because
I heard about the story, but only in headlines, and I didn't want to assume that I knew more details. So what happened? I heard there was a baby in the stroller, and that's where the issue came from.
No. From what I see, the flight attendant hit the woman with the stroller as she was putting it up overhead. And knocked the mother and almost knocked the infant. And so
from the beginning,
from
the beginning, what I had heard is that at the gate, she went through with they told her that she could take it on board, the stroller, and that if there was room for it, she could store it in the overhead container.
Otherwise, you have to put it under
obviously,
the normal rule. Yeah.
She was trying to put it up there and was having trouble. And so what happened was that I guess the flight attendant got angry that she was trying to put it up there and said that you're not allowed to have strollers on board, which obviously someone let her through with the stroller, so I don't know whose fault that was. But at some point after they're talking, he tries to take the stroller from her, which she has in her hand, knocks her in the face with it. On accident, I'm sure, but either way, it still happened and almost knocked the baby in the face with it as well. And then that's when other passengers stood up and got angry and a whole bunch of yelling started.
Yeah.
But
this was a male flight attendant,
a male flight attendant.
Okay. Because there was a guy who apparently, he was on, like, Good Morning America or something over the weekend for standing up and saying, he said, if you did that to me, like, I would hit you or something like that. So he became belligerent.
Yeah, that guy's a jerk.
The guy who
stood on the plane and said, if you hit me like that, I'd hit you. He's the one who escalated the situation. He was not a hero. He's the one that made the situation worse than it was. It seems like everybody has got a chip on their shoulder now, whether it's the flight attendant, whether it's the people on the plane.
Right about that. Yeah.
It's like, why escalate things? Because people are just so mad and frustrated now.
They are.
It's just
that's
gross.
The circumstances. And you know, it's the chicken and the egg, which comes first? In this circumstance, American took care of it appropriately, no matter who was at fault, whether it's his fault, flight attendant's fault, look at it, fix it, but they got ahead of the madness that comes out of bad PR.
Yeah, and their response saying that the flight attendant's response lacked empathy, it's true. I mean, all that should have happened is they should have just offered to check the stroller, put it beneath the plane, and then the whole situation is over. It shouldn't have ever amounted to anything.
If you don't like your job, then get another one. And a lot of these flight attendants
are nasty. But do you need a guy going, I would punch you if it were me? I mean, that's where this stuff goes wrong.
But that's after the case.
It doesn't matter.
Some people are jerks, but you
don't need to escalate it.
But yeah, I know, but what happens in this circumstance is you're dealing with jerks. That's the way it is. You want a job as a flight attendant, you're going to deal with jerks.
Not all
of them are going to be jerks, but some people are going to be jerks.
I think after the whole United thing, you're right, Jen, that people are just angry, and I think people have just now, they're just going on planes prepared for a fight.
Even if there doesn't need to be one. Yeah,
yeah.
People are just ready to capture something because everyone's becoming like an overnight, internet star if they're filming this video.
Yeah, there's something to that. There's something to what everybody has said here. Jennifer's right. Kara's right. And Victoria's right, and I'm right. There's a piece to this. There are so many different moving pieces. Most people have become overly sensitive. Some people, and it may start with the passengers who are jerks. If you go all the way back, just keep going back to when these problems started. Never mind United, but you go back last year. Go back 10 years ago. It just is that way that some people are jerks. And the way to handle them on the flight is not to get in their face, even if somebody is a jerk. And so in this circumstance, there could be, we don't know what's in these people's minds. It could
What kind of day they had,
what
they're dealing with. I mean, it's just have some empathy and some, I don't know. I mean, if somebody comes up and you're trying to, and this is a pet peeve, Doug. I think if you were on this plane, you'd probably feel differently because we all know those people who are teeny tiny who are trying to push 50 million pounds of luggage up into the overhead, and they can't do it. And they have more stuff with them than they can handle. So, okay, so she was told she could take the stroller on. She's trying to lug it up there. I can see where if you're on the plane and it's blocking up the roadway, it's probably getting to be a little annoying to other passengers watching some lady shove her stroller up there.
Now,
and
also,
so you'd probably say, you know what, let me take that. I got to put it under the plane.
Right. Yeah. Now, also, this lady, I believe, is an Argentinian. She was on her way back to Argentina, San Francisco, Dallas, Dallas to Argentina. And she was by herself. You know, all of these other, there's so many different parts to the story. Why was she alone? Why wasn't she traveling with her husband? All of that stuff to take care of the kids. I have been on planes when there have been whole families, four or five children with a mother, and the kids are crazy. I remember one time, I think I was in the emergency room, if I remember correctly, quite a while ago. And I put the seat back a little bit, and I started to go to sleep. And this child who was probably five in the seat starts kicking the seat and kicking and kicking and kicking. So I finally turned around, and I looked at him, and I said, please stop. And he stopped for a minute, and then he started doing it again. So then I turned around and looked at his mother, and I said, would you please tell your son to stop kicking my seat? I'm trying to go to sleep. And she said, oh, he's only being a child. I said, that may be, ma'am, but this is my seat. You didn't pay for it. I did. So
that's
please
a good
tell
response,
your son.
That's a good one. I'm going to remember that because I've had this same argument when trying to scare children away from kicking my seat.
Hey, but you're in charge of your children, so take care of them. It's not my job to be in charge of your child. And so under the circumstances, these things, they do. They escalate. They get out of control because people are just, in some circumstances, thoughtless. So, yes, Jennifer, thank you for bringing it around to having us look at that side of it. There are all kinds of different ways of looking at it. It's kind of like, if this may sound like a strange connection, but what's going on in France with the elections, a lot of people are going to be talking about this today because there are so many different candidates and they represent so many different points of view. And that's really what we're talking about here. There are circumstances and there's always a different point of view. It used to be simpler to sort of understand what a couple of points of view are. But in the case of France, there are 11 people that are running for the presidency over there, and they all represent some different wackadoodle position or point of view, because that's just the
there's
way the French are.
There's a wide spectrum there.
But the person who's ahead is just an inch ahead of the person who's the Trump in the election. The person who's ahead
both
is sort
of
a moderate.
Macron is like the center. He's kind of like a center-left candidate. He's the one that President Obama calls to give him the good luck sign like last week. Mm-hmm. And then Le Pen is the one who's, you know, really, really far right. And what's interesting is that both of those two candidates were the ones that were considered outsiders by the elite, who were running during the election. So it just shows, like, even if, you know, they have points of view that we're seeing in our country, they're still considered to be sort
and
of fringes candidates.
The issue
that
is
won.
The same as in Brexit. They don't like immigration policies, and that's why this person that's number two is so close, because this person is completely anti-immigrant.
If there's another terror attack, Le Pen will win on May 7th. I mean, think about what happened right before the election. There was that terror attack shooting. It's like she'll win, and then there'll be, what does the European Union do? It's going to fall apart.
Yeah. Well, it's because they haven't dealt properly with what's going on in the Middle East. And then all those people come up. They haven't stopped Daesh. They haven't stopped the slaughter in Syria with Assad. And nobody wants to step up to the plate. At least Trump sort of stepped up to the plate a couple of weeks ago, but then got pushed back by everybody. And went pushed back to do what? Pushed back so that this stuff continues and everybody's running, you know, like ants out of an anthill out of Syria, no matter where they can go. The Jordanians won't let them in. So where do they go? They cross over a sliver of land north where Syria and Jordan come together and Turkey come together, and they all go into Turkey. And what are the Turks doing with them? The guy who's the leader of Turkey just was given extraordinary powers almost as a dictator because the country's so out of control because they got so many people wandering around everywhere who are trying to escape what's going on in Syria. It's a complete lack of understanding and a breakdown of how to handle this situation, which has gotten worse and worse and worse. And, you know, you you trickle it back to who's responsible. And I'm not one of those people who always says America last, but in this circumstance, man, did we make a mess out of that. It started a long time ago when the Brits divvied up that part of the Middle East. And then the oil stuff comes in, and then all of the dictators, it's like the vacuum. We talk about this all the time. We've learned our lessons, sort of, but not really. So, you know, and so then you get into the discussion or the argument that goes on college campuses about what's our national interest. Why is it in our national interest to be in the Middle East? The only national interest we have is oil. That's it. No other reason for us to be in the Middle East. None. Zero.
That's very true. Yeah, there really isn't.
Under the circumstances, what have we done? And how have we done it? It's just, you know, but it's all gone too far now. And so we are trying to fix something that could have been fixed intelligently a long time ago, but wasn't for whatever the reason. We're only human beings. We make mistakes. Yep, you hear that. It's the same in personal relationships. Things fall apart because people don't talk about what's going on or try to fix or go to an intermediary or somehow or other figure out what the best way is to fix the solution. It happens in personal relationships, happens in families, happens at work, and happens. How many times do you get into a beef with your boss and the boss is, if he's smart or she's smart, brings in somebody else, the HR person. Okay, let's see if we can straighten this out. And that happens sometimes, sometimes it doesn't. In personal relationships, when you have a disagreement with your husband or your wife or the person that you love, is there an intermediary that fixes the problem, gives you another point of view? There's always another point of view, always another point of view. But we haven't done it in the Middle East. We don't seem to do it. It seems kind of like a crazy way to deal with problems when it looks like they're so easy to fix, doesn't it? I mean, under the circumstances.
It seems like we overly complicate everything. I agree with you on that. But, I mean, again, there's so many other nuances that behind closed doors, you know, there's just so much more to all of diplomacy, I think, in our current global society. So, I don't know. It obviously isn't that easy to fix because it hasn't been fixed yet.
But you see, I think it really is easy to fix. There isn't a will to fix it because everybody's falling behind or falling on their egos. I think a lot of this stuff is very, from the personal relationships to families to businesses to this kind of stuff. It's 11 and a half for the hour here on the DJV Experience.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, let's see if we can untangle some technology information, courtesy of Victoria Keelan's expertise. Yes, this is Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour, and we're going to focus on those Bose headphones that everybody likes so much. Maybe you won't like them so much after Victoria gives you the word. Everybody's heard about the word. Anyway, we'll get to that after I try to get you focused on how to find the best job candidate for your business. If you are in a hiring mode, give me 60 seconds to convince you that posting your job in one place is silly. Posting it in two places, yeah, it would take you forever because there are hundreds of job sites. So why not do it all with just one single click at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Yep. You can find candidates anywhere, here in this country, any city. Doesn't make a difference what the job is, what the industry is. ZipRecruiter is the best way to find the best, most qualified candidates, period. End of story. You don't have to juggle emails. You don't have to juggle calls to your office. These folks quickly help you screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out right now while you are thinking about it. If you're in the business of finding somebody new in your business, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Yep. All of you can post jobs on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, s'il vous plaît. I've used this, by the way, for I've actually done a fantastic job of finding people, and I think you will find that they are just A+. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to get the best hire. All right, so there is a lawsuit against Bose, which happens to be headquartered in my hometown of Framingham. The Bose Corporation makes their product all over the world, but their corporate headquarters are here, and they've just decided to expand all over the place, so business must be good. Well, maybe it was good until Victoria tells you what's going on with some of those headphones.
Yeah, well, there's a lawsuit that was filed last week in Chicago claiming that Bose has an app that goes with their wireless headphones, and they're claiming that the app collects data on listening habits of its consumers and then provides that information to third parties without permission of the consumer. And this is another thing that we're seeing. Congress just rolled back a lot of the consumer protections with third-party selling, and this is another branch of that. So the complaint accuses Bose of violating the Wiretap Act and a number of different privacy acts, saying that it scans a person's audio history, which can potentially provide a lot of information about someone. I mean, if you really want to know something about a person, grab their iPhone and look at what they listen to, and that's exactly what this data collection company that in particular that they're talking about, that's what this company does. And then they take that information, they profile you, and they sell your information. Sometimes it even has your email address included, and there's nothing you can do about it. So that's what this lawsuit is trying to correct. It covers all Bose wireless headphones, and including the ones that wrap around your ear, that go into your ear like earbuds. Anything that uses the app. That's what they're saying. Right now, the number they're throwing around is $5 million, but I think it's going to go way up when people jump onto this and make it a class action suit.
And what would make them do that in the first place? Wonder.
Who? Bose do that?
Yeah.
Well, they sell it. They make money. Sell your information.
They're going to make $5 million doing it?
To probably make more than that. Yeah. I bet they make more than that. Selling people's information is big business. That's why Congress, that's what they claim, that's why they rolled it back, saying that, you know, your internet providers can sell your info, because they said it was hindering business. So that's why they claim that they rolled it back.
All right, another hindrance that requires some attention from technology is what happens to your baggage. I thought this was already being done.
Everyone thinks this is already being done, but it's not. And what Doug is referring to is airlines tracking your luggage for you. And Qatar Airways is now the first airline in the world that will track every single piece of baggage from the start of its journey all the way through to the end. So if it gets lost, they can tell you exactly where it is. They're the only airline right now that's doing it. However, there is a new resolution called Resolution 753, and by 2022, every airline is going to have to do this, but that's still a long ways away. And in 2015, which is the last year they have all of the data from, 23 million bags were mishandled in 2015. And I am assuming 2016 is probably the same or maybe even more. And it costs the airlines $3 billion a year in lost baggage, whether they have to pay for, you know, compensation, they have to pay extra to get the bags transported to people. I mean, should be a win-win for everyone.
Yeah. Well, you thought that I don't check bags very often, maybe once or twice a year. And they give you the ticket, and they scan it, and blah, blah, and you think, okay, I'm fine, I'm all set. Everybody knows where it's going.
Yep. Yeah.
Good luck on that one, Charlie. Thank you, Victoria. It's Doug.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.